of the pandemic, our relationship was already in trouble.
It's like we argue about everything.
I mean, he comes home and he sits in the driveway, in the car, instead of coming into the house with me and his son.
See, she doesn't trust me. And she talks about me to her girlfriends. Like she speaks so loudly like she wants me to hear. What am I supposed to do with that?
Why do you have to get out of the bed at 11:20 at night to return a text?
You see, she doesn't even know how to talk to me.
And he refuses to talk to me.
Like the first couple weeks of quarantine, together in the house all day and all night, just confirmed it's me.
I can't do this anymore.
You know what? I'm done.
I think I'm done.
Maybe we need to get some help.
I think we need to talk to somebody.
Marriages are under attack. And if you or someone you know needs help, then join Pastors Lewis and Stephanie Tucker for My Church Marriage Seer Training. Pastors Lewis and Stephanie Tucker have designed a course to help your marriage to not just survive, but to thrive. Get the tools necessary for a successful biblical marriage. You can enjoy this course live on Roku, Fire Stick, and Apple TV. Why not make an investment into your marriage that will impact generations? My Church Lynchburg Marriage Seer Training.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Pastor Tuck, and this is my beautiful wife, Pastor Steph, and welcome to My Church Marriage Seer Training. Now, I know some of you may be wondering, what is seer training? Well, in the military, soldiers who are part of special forces are required to go through seer training, which stands for survival, evasion, resistance, and escape, so that in the case of capture, they can endure the extreme conditions they may encounter at the hands of the enemy. Well, Pastor Stephanie and I are going to teach you how to go from just surviving marriage to enjoying marriage by retraining you so that you can endure the trials of life. And if you'll commit to joining us every third Thursday, we're going to give you the tools necessary to have and maintain a successful biblical marriage. But before we do, let us pray.
Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this evening. Lord, we just pray that you just have your way tonight. Father God, we speak, Lord God, rejuvenation and renewal in many marriages that are watching this broadcast right now. Father God, we pray that couples that are preparing to be married, Father God, will receive what is given in the marriage seer training, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for this time with my husband, not only my husband, but my pastor. And I give it all back unto you. In Jesus' precious name I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, as we move into this Thanksgiving season, we thought it was a perfect time to talk about something that has the power to strengthen or silently sabotage your marriage. And that is gratitude.
Yeah, because, you know, gratitude is more than a holiday thing. It's a kingdom lifestyle. And in marriage, gratitude is one of the most underrated spiritual tools we have. It keeps us connected. It keeps our hearts soft. And it keeps bitterness from creeping in.
Yeah. You know, it's important that we cover and talk about this concept. This issue is a very, very serious issue that we see all the time in relationships, and that's taking each other for granted. You know, let's just be honest. Most couples don't fall out of love. They fall out of habits. Mm-hmm. The habit of saying thank you. Yeah. The habit of noticing each other. The habit of appreciating the small things. When that gratitude disappears, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 tells us exactly what happens. A root of bitterness starts to grow.
And bitterness is dangerous because it doesn't start big. It starts subtle. You know, for example, I'm always the one doing this. You never notice me. You don't appreciate what I do. And before you know it, resentment builds.
That's right. And resentment usually grows in silence, not in arguments. Mm-hmm. It grows when someone feels unseen. Mm.
So let me ask you a question right now. When was the last time You thanked your spouse for something they do all the time. Maybe it's working and providing, cooking and cleaning, caring for the kids, managing the home, taking care of responsibilities. You don't even think twice about. We thank strangers more for holding a door than we thank our spouse for holding down the entire household. And you know, that is so true.
And you know, it's so dangerous because the easiest way to take people for granted is because we don't consider some of the things they do as important as the things we do.
Yeah.
We don't value the things that they contribute as much as the things we value that we contribute. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's very easy to take your spouse for granted. You know, when you were going down that list just now, you know, we said maybe it's working and providing. And then you said cooking and cleaning, you know, because sometimes those are the opposite sides of the coin, you know, because you may be in a relationship where you have a one spouse that works and one spouse that's the homemaker. And the spouse that works sometimes does not value homemaking. Or the spouse that's homemaking does not value how hard it is to be the provider. And so because of that, it's very easy to take for granted what the other person does. You know, caring for the kids and managing the home. If you're not the one that's doing those tasks, you don't recognize how difficult those tasks are or how valuable they are until that other person gets sick or that other person has to go away or and then you have to take over those responsibilities. See, because taking care of responsibilities that you don't even think twice about because you don't have to do them. And that's why it's easy to take your spouse for granted. She said something very powerful. We thank strangers for holding the door more than we thank our spouse for holding down our entire household.
Sure,
because it's something that we take for granted. It's something they just do. It's something that we expect them to do. And so that's why it's very important for us to think about this. See, because it's that gratitude that builds connection.
Yes, yes. Just gratitude, how it does build that connection. It makes one another appreciate each other. So turn to Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 14. And it tells us that love binds everything together. And then it says, be thankful. Why? Because gratitude strengthens the bond between you.
See, appreciation doesn't just make you feel good. It communicates value. See, when I say I appreciate you, I see what you do. I don't take you for granted. It tells you that you matter to me. It communicates your value, your importance in my life.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what keeps intimacy alive. Couples grow closer when they feel valued.
Baby, let me model this right now. You know what I appreciate about you. And it's something that most people would take as something very trivial. And it's something I probably haven't even never told you. You know, I was thinking about this when I was, when we were preparing this lesson, and I said, and I know most people are going to laugh when I say this. You know, one of the things that you do for our household, for our family, for us as a couple, is you usually take care of the laundry. And, you know, we've been married for years, and I've been single before, and I know how to do laundry. I know how to do my own clothes. And one of the things that you always do, you like to make sure that the clothes are folded and put together. And fellas, I'm gonna tell you, this sounds crazy. That y'all gonna laugh when y'all hear what I say. But you know how you take your socks and you put them together and you roll them up and you make that little ball with your socks? You know, we've been doing that since we was kids. Well, my wife has a way of taking my underwear and rolling them in this little ball. And it's crazy because they're balled up in a little neat little ball, like the sock in this little tight little ball, but they're rolled up in these little balls in my drawer. And
they look like little logs.
Yeah. And it's crazy because whenever I fold my own, I can never duplicate it. I've tried so many times and I can't never figure it out. I don't know how to do it. And it's crazy because when I've even deconstructed it and tried to put it back together and I can't figure it out. But it's one of those things that I just appreciate that she does, because it just makes it so easy to put them away. And even when you're packing, it's just so easy to go in there and know which ones you want, because they just rolled up and you can see the colors and they lay. It's just something that simple, but it's something I really appreciate that she does.
That's funny. Thank you, honey, because literally I learned how to do that from a YouTube video, actually, because I was trying to think of ways to help him, kind of organize and minimize things to where, you know, he's not looking for stuff, I'm not looking for stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But thank you. I do appreciate you telling me rolling up them little balls. So, you know, it's important, though, that you say thank you. And, you know, I even think about Pastor Tuck gets irritated with me sometimes. But even when he does stuff, if it's just literally bringing me something to drink at dinner time, I'll say, thank you, Donna. Mm-hmm. And you're like, babe, you don't have to do that. I know I don't. But that's something I want to do. I know I don't need to do it, but I want to.
See, when appreciation is spoken, the atmosphere literally shifts. Mm-hmm. Gratitude melts tension. It softens hearts and opens doors for deeper communication.
Mm-hmm. And some of y'all watching, your marriage is one thank you away from healing, right?
Absolutely.
One thank you.
You'd be surprised how just saying thank you to somebody would just melt away some of that strife, some of that bitterness, some of that tension that's stuck in your house right now. That cloud of strife, that cloud of non-communication. Y'all been walking around not talking to each other, and you'd be surprised just saying thank you, how much that will start to melt that attitude, that stiffness in your house right now, because they don't think you appreciate what they do.
Right. And even if that's the case, if, you know, someone does tell their spouse thank you, you know, the spouse, say for instance, the wife says thank you, she shouldn't minimize basically what her husband's done, you know, because it's so easy. That's a way of taking one for granted, and then it can also set up that current of bitterness and unappreciation. One of the things Pastor Tuck says all the time, that we in the Tucker house, we don't stand for ungratefulness.
Absolutely. That was a cardinal sin for our children. If I did something and I could see they were unappreciative, they put themselves in a position to not receive for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had to teach them that lesson, because I never wanted them to go through life being unappreciative to God and to other people who showed them kindness, because I never wanted them to feel entitled.
Mm-hmm. So easy to say.
Because that's what taking people for granted does. That means that you think you're entitled to what they're doing for you.
Right.
So you have to recognize, and that's something that severs and causes breaches in relationships. Mm-hmm. So you are one appreciation. I appreciate you from reconnecting.
Oh yeah.
One, I see what you do away from breaking that resentment.
Jesus, I see what you do. That's awesome.
Yes. Yep. Because that's really what you're saying to somebody when you say I appreciate them. Because that's what taking people for granted does, is saying that I don't even see what you're doing for me. I'm not even paying attention to what it is.
Right.
You know, she was just talking. She was just talking about, you know, dinner time. One thing that I do, and I know people notice when they come over to visit us, It's like every day I fix her dinner. I put her plate in front of her. I make sure she's got a napkin. I make sure she's got utensils. I make sure she's got something to drink. I make sure she has everything she needs before she can even ask me. And she's very appreciative. But how would that go if she just acted like, oh, you're supposed to do that for me?
Yeah.
How would that come off?
I got a confession anyway. Go ahead. You know, anytime, again, Pastor Tuck's like, you don't have to say thank you, honey. So one day he put something beside me to drink. And I mean, you should have just seen me trying to hold that thank you back, y'all. I was like, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. But guess what? I didn't feel right for not saying it. I needed to say it, you know? So it's something that, again, builds a habit, but it's a good habit to build. Go ahead. Sorry.
And see, gratitude to God fuels gratitude toward each other.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the thing. See, because it's out of that gratitude to the Lord that actually teaches us how to be grateful toward each other.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, that gratitude toward each other teaches you to have that gratitude toward the Lord.
Yep.
See, gratitude is a habit. It's a spirit. It's a disposition that you develop and that you constantly are supposed to be walking in.
Yeah. Yeah. So now this is important. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. It says, in all things, give thanks, not for all things, but in all things.
See, so, that's important.
Look, you
That's so important because so many people, that's the reason why we don't have the right attitude of thanksgiving, because the Bible doesn't tell you be thankful for all things. You don't have to be thankful because you're sick or because you're broke, or because you're having financial difficulties, or because you all are having strife in your marriage. But he says, in all things, give thanks. See, the fact of the matter, even if you're having strife in your marriage, you ought to be thankful to God that you are still married.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to be thankful to God that you're still alive to have strife. You ought to be thankful that God has not cut you off like you cut your spouse off.
Mm.
Oh, I think I need to say that one again. You ought to be thankful that God didn't treat you the same way that you're treating your spouse right now.
Man.
See, because you have to recognize that's what he's saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
In all things, give thanks. Be thankful, knowing that I'm still good to you, regardless of what's going on. Even though the situation's not good, I'm still good.
Oh, Jesus.
And when you recognize that you still have a good God, regardless of what's going on, things can still change.
That's right.
And that's the reason why we must always be thankful. Because we've got a God that always has the ability to change regardless. Because see, we think our thanksgiving is based on our circumstances, but we're thankful that we've got a God that can change any circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why my thanksgiving never goes away.
Ever.
Regardless of the mood she's in or the situation we're in, I've got to be thankful because of the relationship I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Because relationships are going to have ups and downs, but I'm glad that I'm in this relationship because it's the one God gave me.
What's that little sign above our pantry door? You know, being grateful for what we have makes what we have enough.
Exactly. That's exactly the mindset. Mm-hmm. That's what gratitude does for you.
Yep. A grateful heart towards God creates a gracious heart towards your spouse.
Absolutely. When you are thankful toward God, it changes how you treat your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You give them grace, because you recognize what you have just received from the Lord.
Yep.
See, when we remember everything God has done, we stop being so critical of what our spouse hasn't done.
Man, I think
I need to say that again.
I think you do too.
When we remember everything that God has done for us, then we stop being so critical of what our spouse hasn't done for us.
Mm-hmm. Man.
See, when we thank God for his grace, we're more likely to extend grace at home.
My God.
See, when we thank God for his patience,
yes,
we're more patient with one another.
Yes.
See, when we thank God for his goodness, we can be good to somebody else.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yep. Because we lose focus when you're ungrateful of who gave you your gifts anyway, who gave you the blessing, who gave you, you know, that husband that you prayed for, that wife that you prayed for. So, you know, kind of bring yourself back to recognizing that you wouldn't be where you are if it wasn't for God.
Absolutely.
So couples who thrive aren't the couples with perfect circumstances. Man, because circumstances ain't going to be perfect. We know that for a fact, don't we?
Absolutely.
And there are couples that stay together or stay thankful in imperfect circumstances.
Mm.
Big difference, you know, because regardless, you know, even what Pastor Chuck had posted about when he almost died in November 2020.
Yeah.
And then we roll up in here in, you know, summer of 2024. Guess what, y'all? Those were imperfect circumstances. Those were things that we could not control, even if we tried.
But we never stop thanking God.
We always said thank you to God.
Wake up every morning thanking God, regardless of how things are going, regardless of how we feel, regardless of what it looked like. Mm-hmm. We've never stopped thanking God.
That's right.
Because every day with God is a good one.
Mm-hmm. And we're the closest we've ever been, I think. Absolutely. We were close, but, you know, we closer.
We get closer every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because gratitude is a form of faith. It says, God, you're still working.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're still restoring. God, you're shaping both of us. Mm-hmm. Even when we don't see it, we trust you. God, even when things are not going well, I trust, Lord, that you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not happy with them, God, I know that you can trust, you can shape my heart,
mm-hmm,
and you can shape their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what it says. God, I'm thankful that you put me here because every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And God, you gave them to me.
Yeah. Yep.
They may not be perfect, but they're perfect for me.
Gratitude is a weapon for daily challenges.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yep. Because Lord knows, we go through daily challenges, whether women, you are a stay-at-home mom or you are a working mom. Because Lord knows things can happen from the time you leave your front porch to the time you report to your work arena. So, you know, life brings stress, plain and simple. Kids, finances, jobs, illness, and pressure. But Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times.
All times.
Mm-hmm. That means I don't wait for things to get perfect to be thankful. I use gratitude as a weapon.
Exactly. Gratitude shifts the atmosphere of the home.
Mm.
Frustration says, here we go again.
Yeah.
Gratitude says, thank God we're still standing.
Yep.
Frustration says, look at the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude focuses on the provider.
Yes. Yep.
Mm. See, we have to understand that. See, frustration focuses on the problem.
Yeah.
Gratitude focuses on the problem solver.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. Yep. So couples who practice gratitude fight less.
Mm.
Boy, that doesn't seem like a new concept,
no,
does it? But it seems like for people that are struggling out there, it is.
Yes.
So couples who practice gratitude fight less, connect more, and bounce back faster.
Yes.
Wow.
Because gratitude puts you on the same side of the battle.
Yep.
Instead of fighting each other, you fight the problem together.
Yep.
And that's how you walk by faith and not by sight.
Hmm.
See, you got to understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Gratitude is not just something we feel. I mean, it's something that we practice. It's something we express. It's something we choose daily. It's a choice.
And as we go into this Thanksgiving season, mm-hmm. we've got to make a decision. We will not take each other for granted. Mm-hmm. We will not allow bitterness to grow. Mm-hmm. We will not let silence steal our appreciation. We will walk in gratitude to God and to each other.
Yeah. Amen. And gratitude is the glue that holds your marriage together. That's gorilla glue.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we want to give you some homework because these practical applications are what are actually going to help you, because this stuff that we're telling you is nothing if you don't actually start walking in it. Because these are principles that we apply. These are principles that we utilize. That's how we got to this point, because this is what we live. But we want to teach you how to do this. So use these for the week. You got to start practicing this. So for the next 7 days, I want each spouse to write daily, both you and your spouse, mm-hmm. write three things that you thank God for. And then three things that you appreciate about your spouse, and share one mm-hmm. item each day with your spouse. See, that's not hard.
Nope.
See, if you start off every day finding three things, just get you a journal, get you a piece of paper, get you a notebook, put it in your phone notepad, mm-hmm. and when you wake up in the morning, start your day and find three things that you thank God for, and then three things that you appreciate about your spouse, and at some point during the day, share one of those things with your spouse. Mm-hmm. It's going to start to change some things. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm going to give you an appreciation challenge daily. Choose one specific thing your spouse does and thank them for it every day this week. Mm-hmm. Every day. So whatever that is, if it's making your lunch, mm-hmm. every day when they make your lunch, thank them for it. Make sure you do that every day so that they know that they see you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Or even if they're like straightening up the house, maybe, you know, things were in a disarray when your spouse left and they come back home and things are put up pretty neatly. Thank them for it.
But it needs to be mm-hmm. something that they do consistently mm-hmm. every day, something that you normally see them do every day, but you don't say nothing about. You have to start doing this daily so that they can see I appreciate it.
I see now. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
Number three, gratitude prayer time. Nightly. Spend at least 5 minutes together thanking God for your spouse, something he did today, something you believe him for. And when you pray, your gratitude prayer walk means to walk together, talk only about what you're grateful for, what God has done, what God is doing and what you believe God will do. Mm-hmm. So when you're spending that time in prayer, that's what you're praying.
Yeah.
What you're grateful for, mm-hmm. what God has done, what he's doing, and what you believe he's going to do. And see, if you start spending that time consistently over the next 7 days, you're going to start to see the atmosphere shift in your house.
Yeah, because a lot of you are spending 7 days in strife.
Yeah.
And personally, that takes more energy. You know, don't look at it like, oh, this is what I got to do. I'd rather do this. If it only takes 5 minutes, do it 5 minutes instead of 55 minutes looking at each other, wanting to cut each other's throat.
Do you realize how much energy you have to spend focusing on what you're mad about?
Ooh, holding a grudge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rehearsing what you still mad at.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of actually spending some time to think about something good.
Yep. Because you can't get the time back. You know.
It takes effort to be disobedient. Mm-hmm. Because the scripture tells us, whatever's good, whatever's noble, whatever's praiseworthy, think on these things. That's what God tells you to do.
Yeah.
And all I'm telling you to do is what God told you to do already.
Yep.
But you would rather, well, she didn't do that, or he didn't do this. And that's not what God told you to do. See, you would rather spend effort being disobedient. So you telling me, think about it now. You would rather put effort in being disobedient than being obedient. So I don't want to hear, Pastor, but you don't know. No. Tell God that.
Yeah.
Because all I told you to do is what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I want to give you some things to think about to help you get in this mindset. And we're going to let you go. Mm-hmm. Number one, what's one thing your spouse does that you realize you've taken for granted?
You'll be surprised.
Yeah, think about that. Because mm-hmm. that'll easily set you up for the thing that you need to start appreciating. Mm-hmm. Number two, how does it make you feel when your spouse acknowledges your contribution?
Wow, there's a range of emotions, and the positive ones are awesome. Happiness, ecstatic, you know.
And that right there... Mm-hmm. lets you know that whether or not you've already been taken for granted mm. and lets you know the power of gratitude that we've been talking about.
Yeah. Yep.
That how simply that this is not just stuff we're talking about, mm-hmm. that how this really has power. Yeah. Because if it makes you feel a certain way when your spouse actually acknowledges your contribution, the fact is, they haven't. That tells you something.
Yeah, it does.
Number three, what keeps you from expressing gratitude consistently?
And many times that's pride. I think pride is one of the biggest things that blocks your ability to express gratitude. And then you got to look at, you know, what type of appreciation means the most to you. And, you know, you can tie that right in with the love languages. You know, is it gifts of service? Is it words of affirmation? You know, is it gift giving? Is it, you know, those type of things. Spending quality time. Or, you know, maybe it's a certain movie you've been wanting to see and you take your spouse out to that movie. So, you know, there's all kinds of appreciations, and it may not be words only. It could be actions as well. A hug, a kiss, you know, a pat on the back, those type of things. Yeah.
Now, where have small resentments started to grow? Think about that. What small things may have happened that have started to build in you, mm-hmm. that have caused you to get to that place where it's caused a rift in your relationship?
You'd be surprised.
Number six, mm-hmm. What unspoken expectations have caused frustration between you?
Man, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Ain't nobody a mind reader, y'all.
I'm telling you.
Unspoken stuff.
I'm telling you. It's really simple. You may have expected somebody to say something or do something as a result of something you did. And it really just simply puts you in a space where you were like, I'm not even feeling that.
Right.
Number 7, what gratitude phrases could heal those areas? Simply, I appreciate you.
I love you.
I love you. I thank you.
And put a when at the end of it. I love you when.
Yes.
I thank you when. So that you can identify what you appreciate. So.
Number 8. How has gratitude toward God affected gratitude toward each other? Think about it. The times when you've really been thankful for God doing something, how have you treated each other?
Mm-hmm.
When you've really focused on what God has done, has it really changed how you look at each other? It's during those times when you are really in, as they say, in your spiritual bag,
yeah.
Your relationship is at its highest.
Yep.
What current challenge do you need to approach with thanksgiving instead of worry?
My God.
Ooh.
Whee.
What are you dealing with? Whether it's individually or as a family.
Yep, yep.
Mm-mm-mm. That do you think that Thanksgiving would really make better?
Yeah.
What blessings have you forgotten that you need to remember? What gratitude habits can you build into your daily and weekly rhythm? Mm-hmm. And last, what would change your marriage if gratitude became a lifestyle instead of
a seasonal feeling? Wow.
I'm telling you.
Ain't Thanksgiving, you know, all the Christmas gifts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, ain't that.
I live to make my wife smile, to let her know how much she's appreciated. And people always talk about our relationship. Everybody always talks about it. And I'm like, it's simple.
Yeah.
Because this is how I live. This is what my life is about.
Yeah.
And that's what makes our relationship what it is, because this is how both of us feel about each other.
And we appreciate each other. Just to say it.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
And this is why our relationship looks like it does.
It's a lifestyle.
And you can have it too.
Yep.
All you got to do is put in the effort.
Sure do.
God bless you today. We pray this bless you. Mm-hmm. We pray we've given you the tools you need to start to build this relationship. We've given you the glue.
Gorilla glue.
To hold it together. And it's called gratitude. But if you've been blessed by this teaching or any of our teachings here at the My Church Virtual Network, and you want to help us continue to do what God's called us to do, you can help us by clicking the donate button. Sow a financial seed. You can use Cash App, $ My Church Channel. Go to our website, lovemychurch.org, and click sow a seed. Here at My Church Virtual Network, we've got all kinds of faith-based programming to help you become the believer that God wants you to be, to live the life he desires you to live. And we want you to be better. We've got the Man Cave, Women of Worth, Marriage Seer Training, Medicine for the Mind. We've got the Heart of the Pastor. We've got Leadership Academy. On Sunday morning, we've got Victory Today with Apostles Tony and Cynthia Brazelton. We've got The Enjoyable Life with Drs. Russell and Yavita Cash. Mm-hmm. We've got all kinds of faith-based content, and that's our assignment to make sure you've got the tools you need to become who God wants you to become. And if you want to help us continue to provide those tools to all the believers on the earth, sow a seed.
Yeah.
But in any event, God bless you. We love you. Make sure you share this word with somebody you know who needs it, because you know somebody who needs it. God bless you. We love you. And make sure that you continue to stay grateful.
Thank you.
God bless you. And make sure you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Amen.
Don't eat too much.
Right.
We love you guys. We'll see you soon. God bless you.
God bless you.
Stay tuned for our announcements. Peace.
I won't let you go until you bless me. There's got to be a resolve on the inside of the church. Woo, glory!
He says, you show up and let the Lord speak to you.
Glory to God.
First responsibility of leadership is in your home. And that's why it's your ministry to your spouse and your kids that matters the most.
Different from ever before. If your recovery is fresh, or if your addiction-free lifestyle.
I want to be able to rejoice in the adversities that were there.
We're seeing all of these things happen. And the sad thing is, it's happening by our own decision. You know, a lot of people deal with a lot of depression, anxiety, frustration. Just thinking back, man, you know, how long this run has been going with us, man.
That's right.
You know.
Hey family, you already know, October is Pastor and Clergy Appreciation Month, and here at the My Church channel, we're celebrating in a big way. If you're a pastor or ministry leader, make sure you and everyone you lead are locked in every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. for the next 9 weeks for a special edition of the Leadership Academy. We're featuring an exclusive, life-changing leadership development series called The School of Gifts, facilitated by Pastors Kendall and Kiara McDowell of Revival Now Global Church. Trust me, this series will unlock the hidden potential in you and your ministry team. You don't want to miss a single week. The Leadership Academy, Mondays at 7:30 p.m. on the My Church channel. Available on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Google TV, and LG TV. Or simply download the My Church on the Go app from the Apple or Google Play App Store on your favorite mobile device. The Leadership Academy, Mondays at 7:30 p.m. on the My Church channel.
At My Church, we help people get better by teaching them how the Word works, and we want to make sure there's no excuse not to get the Word. It's our goal to make all of our ministries accessible on every smartphone, tablet, PC, and television connected to the internet. So whether you're a man who needs some wisdom, a woman who needs some encouragement, or a couple who needs guidance, the My Church channel has just what you need. Simply search for the My Church channel on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Google TV, and now LG TV, or visit mychurchchannel.org. You can also download the My Church on the Go app from the Apple or Google Play App Store. Constantly on the move, check out the Word at My Church podcast from your favorite podcast platform. Or simply download the Word at My Church skill from your Alexa-enabled device. But whatever you do, make sure you stay connected. See you soon.